Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins with you all today on a Tuesday. Happy Cags home debut day at Kauffman Stadium tonight, 6:40. Love that.
Great start time.
Love that.
Great
man.
Start time. Yep.
The sun will just be going down by the time we leave because it's Freed versus Cameron.
Yeah, it is. 6:40, 7:40, 8 o'clock, game over. That was an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, it was.
Literally look at where the game is at 8:40 because that'll be the 2-minute mark. Yeah. I'm interested to know. Over under seventh inning.
I'm gonna take over the seventh inning. I think we're probably rolling
into the
eighth.
Bottom of the seventh would count as the over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we'll probably be in the eighth inning in 2 hours.
Gotcha.
If all goes according to plan with these two pitchers, I don't expect either of those guys to get rocked.
I thought you were gonna say if all goes according to plan, according to these two stadiums.
Oh, well.
Paying homage to Kling there. Yeah. I set him up, Bob. You knock him down.
I guess Fox 4 had this story overnight, and so I'm just getting my information from Fox 4 because they've been working for us. It's time for the state of Missouri just to tap out on this one now, man. Like, it really is. Just wave the white flag and say, Kansas, take the teams and do what you want. Here's the latest from Missouri right now. Okay, as you know, Kansas has the deadline of, 21 days now. The 30th of June. So we're talking 20 days now where the star bonds run out in the state of Kansas for the free money, no vote on that side of the state line. Here's what's going on in Missouri right now. The Missouri House of Representatives in Jeff City again Monday as lawmakers try to pass a stadium package aimed at keeping the Chiefs and Royals in Missouri. If the state passes it, they still need a local vote to get the money, okay? There's still that local component that needs to be voted on, whether they build the Royals in Clay County, Chiefs do renovations in Jackson County, whatever it is. If the state passes it, the local component still needs to be passed as well. And that's the biggest question for right now, Jackson County. And he says, Duron McGee, who is the Democratic legislative chairman, he's in charge of this stuff. What I can tell you, since I am the chairman, I do not envision a vote for the Chiefs or Royals this year. McGee said that the teams could do a vote in April of 26 or the primaries in August of 26 or even the midterms in November of 26. Why would these teams wait around for a potential vote in April, August, or November of next year when for the next 20 days they've got that free money and no vote in the state of Kansas? I can't figure out, unless you are just so wedded to refurbishing Arrowhead Stadium that you're willing to wait it out and go to another vote of the people to get the money, I just don't know what Missouri has right now of why either of these teams would wait and chance the opportunity to take the free money and no vote on the Kansas side of the state line. I'm doing the say it out loud test. Can somebody help me with that one?
So no matter. Okay. So I don't think that they owe it to the voters of Jackson County. They were very loud about what they said,
mm-hmm.
but this is starting to go the exact way that I thought it would. And that is now I think that if you do give it to a vote in the Chiefs' weight, I think they know that if they lose, no matter what, they can go right to Kansas and they can start the day after.
But the star bonds expire on June 30th in the state of Kansas. They sunset. They are over. There's no more star bonds after June 30th.
Okay.
You have a deadline in the state of Kansas. There is no, all right, we're not going to take your money. We're going to try it over here, and you know, we're going to keep you as backup. Like that, you know, Kansas ain't a booty call in all this right now.
No, but I don't think that Kansas would just like run away.
But that's the law. The law is the bond sunset on June 30th. And then if they if they were going to do it again, then they have to go back to Topeka and go through the whole thing again. And yeah. You know, and there's no guarantees at that point in time there'd be an appetite to do something again when you have the appetite for an entire calendar year.
You think that maybe these teams want to see it for a second time? To see if they really, truly want to have these teams stay in their towns?
I think more so maybe with the Chiefs than the Royals at this point in time. I think the Royals were really down about what happened with that vote. Like, really, really disappointed with it, right? But I think there's more sentimental value for the Chiefs than there is for the Royals right now because Clark's dad built the stadium, and we've mm-hmm. talked about it, and I understand that, man. If you've ever moved out of your childhood home, it's sad. You go by and you look at it every once in a while and go, man, that's where I grew up and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. There's sentimental value there. But if you're not going to be able to put this thing to a vote of the people until at the earliest April of 26, that's 2 years later than the first vote that you sent to the people that got its teeth kicked in. And as we know, the Royals have said, we're out after the 2030 season. 2031, you know, we're going to open the new stadium. That's when the lease expires at Arrowhead as well. If they want to hang on and do it because of sentimental value, I understand all that. However, be careful what happens, because what if it doesn't pass? What if a vote doesn't pass in Jackson County? I just saw another story on Fox 4 this morning as well, because, again, they're working for us, about a Casey condo owner surprised by 153% increase in assessment. So they're still out here raising the assessment values on people. Are people going to be on the hook and want to be have an appetite, I should say, for more taxes when they're already paying these high property taxes? Those are the things that you have to kind of factor in as well. And so that's where the state of Missouri is right now. They don't expect to vote locally until next April at the earliest. Meanwhile, that's almost an entire year from June 30th, 10 months from June 30th, where you could have already, you know, put shovels in the ground and started this thing.
And there's no way you can extend star bonds.
It has to go back to the state.
And how long does that take?
I don't know. However long. I mean, the state doesn't meet again until January.
Okay.
So
I just feel like Missouri still is in the relationship. Kansas is the one that sees the argument and is ready to just be like, "Hey, the movie, you want to come over and like relieve some stress?" Because I mean, I just feel like they will do things. Like if it does go to a vote, I still think that Kansas will try to keep being in the loop if it doesn't pass.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything on that one.
I don't think Kansas would literally look at it as like an FU, in my opinion. Because I don't think they've looked at it that way this entire time. Because to be fair, they could have like been that way already. Like they could have already made their decision and been like, yeah, it's over. Like we're done with that. We're not even going to consider this. I don't care what the legislators do. We're just going to stray here now. And the teams haven't. So I'm wondering,
I think you do play it out to wait and see ultimately what you guys can offer or what those guys can offer, or whoever. I think you wait it out as long as you possibly can to see what those offers are. But if you get stuff like this, you're like, all right, we're out, man. Like, come on. You can't get out of your own way now and saying we're not even going to get this thing to a vote until next year. I don't know. We'll see what happens with these teams.
And I would assume if Missouri can call for a special session, then Kansas could call for a special session.
Could, yeah, so, absolutely, I mean, and have. They did that last year.
It may not have to be January or July or June or whatever. They get an extension. Be like, hey, they're going to go to a vote? Sweet. All right, hey, special session. If we want these guys, here we go. Let's get together.
And who knows what the appetite for that is. I think, you know, Missouri, much like Kansas, is a very divided state, right? You have Johnson, Wyandotte County, and then the rest of the state. Missouri, you have St. Louis and Kansas City and the rest of the state, you know? So I don't know. I don't know if Kansas would, you know, put new star bonds out there. I don't know what the feeling is in the state of that. Yeah. I've not gotten that far. I didn't think we'd be at this point in time where Missouri's like, it's going to be at least another year before we vote on this thing.
Yeah,
and because of that, because they just don't have their house in order, mm-hmm. That's where I would be like, all right, we're done here. It's like, again, you've been in bad relationships. You realize this person, maybe you really like this person a lot, but at the end of the day, you realize that person just isn't good for you, but it's hard to get away from that person because you really love them. Right. And I think that's kind of the relationship that we're seeing more so with the Chiefs than we are with the Royals, I think, at this point in time.
Yeah. Cause I'm with you. I don't think Clark's ready to move out of that house yet.
That's the feeling that I get. That's the feeling that I get from a lot of folks. But again, who knows? You know, yeah. I hope as the week goes on, we'll gather more information, you know, on that kind of stuff. But like, if Clark is feeling that way, I get it, man. I get it. Your dad, man, he, you know, I think it was last weekend, it was the anniversary of the merger. And I was reading, you know, about the merger again and how much Lamar Hunt, you know, is responsible for this league and where it is. They, like, we're not talking about a cookie cutter stadium that was built in the 70s in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. We're talking about a ahead of its time stadium that was built by basically the founder of this league. Mm-hmm. And his son is like, man, I really like pay homage to my dad with all of this. So I get it. It's a hard situation if you're the Hunt family. I think a lot easier if you're the Royals.
I think the reason why I have some
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Belief in that is because we always hear about his suite that he has built into the stadium, and it still looks like it did when Lamar had it built.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like the old wood and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's remarkable. It's amazing that thing's in the stadium. Like, whoa, I can't believe this is in here. This is cool. But I mean, you can also build that in a new stadium as well. But look, I get it. I understand. It's sentimental, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.